Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Today on the Brian Lehrer Show, do you want a contrast between your presidential candidates and how to pull yourself up in this economy? We have got a real contrast in the Obama and Romney commencement addresses over the last few days. And in just a minute, we'll play clips from each and compare and contrast with NPR's Mara Liasson. Later in the show, two progressive congressmen from our area now running against each other in northern New Jersey. Really sad for Democrats. We will play clips of Pascrell versus Rothman in their debate and help you try to figure out, if you're in that district, who you want to vote for. Plus, New York passes Boston as tech business hub. Hooray. Mara Liasson first in just a minute. I just want to let you all know that our spring membership drive is beginning today. So we hope that many of you will do your duty right here on day one. And I'm only going to talk about it for the next 30 seconds. But get it out of the way. Make your tax-deductible donation for 2012. Visit our website at WNYC.org or call our pledge line 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692. Thanks a lot for considering it and getting us off to a good start. 1-888-376-WNYC or pledge online at WNYC.org. And thank you all in advance. NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson is our first guest today. At a moment where we can make a fairly direct comparison between Obama and Romney in terms of commencement speeches, Obama here in New York at Barnard yesterday, Romney at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University in Virginia on Saturday. Hi, Mara. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
First, here is the president yesterday at Barnard talking about pulling yourself up in this economy and government helping you to do it.
We know, for example, that this country would be better off if more Americans were able to get the kind of education that you've received here at Barnard. If more people could get the specific skills and training that employers are looking for today. We know that we'd all be better off if we invest in science and technology that sparks new businesses and medical breakthroughs. If we developed more clean energy so we could use less foreign oil and reduce the carbon pollution that's threatening our planet.
So the president at Barnard, and by contrast, here is Romney talking about staying out of poverty through personal values.
The power of these values, this culture, is evidenced by a recent Brookings Institution study that Senator Rick Santorum brought to my attention. For those who graduate from high school, get a job, and marry before they have their first child, the probability that they will be poor is 2%. But if those things are absent, 76% will be poor. Culture, what you believe, what you value, how you live, matters.
Romney at Liberty University on Saturday. Mara, a pretty striking contrast.
Yes, a striking contrast. Both of the candidates have very different jobs. The president went to the first time he's given a commencement address at a women's college, and he's focusing on women voters, on young people. Mitt Romney going to Liberty University to rally his base. And one of the groups that he didn't get enthusiastically during the primaries, which were conservative evangelical Republicans, but they do seem to be rallying behind him now. Now that the primaries are over.
I was very struck by Romney invoking high school there, not college. Santorum had said Obama's goal of having every American go to college was going to make us a nation of snobs, and he later apologized for that. Romney didn't go all the way there, but his prescription for a 2% national poverty rate stopped at high school as a necessity. Do you think that that resonates with the white working class women Romney is trying to reach as swing voters?
Well, first of all, a lot of swing voters are college educated. I don't think Romney is going to become the education stops at high school candidate. And he's certainly not going to turn into Rick Santorum. But one of the strongest bases for the Republican Party now is the white working class, and many of them don't have college degrees. But the battle is going to be over swing voters, independents, and many of them are college educated. I thought the more insignificant things about Romney's speech at Liberty University was the fact that he only indirectly addressed his own religion. He mentioned that he has a different religion than the people he was speaking to, and also that he just very, very perfunctorily mentioned gay marriage, which is one of the biggest gulfs between him and the president. As a matter of fact, I've heard he didn't want to mention it at all, but his advisors prevailed upon him to put one line in the speech about marriage being between a man and a woman.
Another contrast, Romney didn't bring this topic up at all, and so it's a contrast in this respect. Obama talking about how you can improve yourself and improve the world, not just by working on your own career.
So don't accept somebody else's construction of the way things ought to be. It's up to you to right wrongs. It's up to you to point out injustice. It's up to you to hold the system accountable, and sometimes upend it entirely. It's up to you to stand up and to be heard, to write and to lobby, to march, to organize, to vote. Don't be content to just sit back and watch.
So that's Obama, the activist, Obama, the community organizer, telling the women at Barnard that that's a part of citizenship, too. I don't think that's part of Romney's stump speech.
Well, I think President Obama wants people to come out and vote, that he needs young people, especially college students, to come out and vote for him. That's one of the main projects of the Obama campaign, is to try to reignite some of that incredible energy and enthusiasm and inspiration that he sparked among young people in 2008. And, you know, he won the youth vote by 2-1 over John McCain. He's going to win the youth vote again. The question is how many of them will turn out. And, you know, I think the president and his top surrogate have done, you know, something like 150 events on college campuses in the last couple of months. They're working really, really hard to do this, and it's not always so easy. I mean, it's one thing to give a commencement address at Barnard, but when he was at Ohio State University a couple weekends ago, actually probably last weekend, he got 14,000 people out. That sounds like a lot. But when he visited OSU in 2008, he got 18,000 people. So it's a much harder push this year for him.
Still, it's a different message there. I mean, I guess I heard that as not just being about come out and vote for me as your work for change, but, you know, as a commencement speech, here's what you can do in your life, here's what you should remember in your life, and that's part of course, he wants them all to come out and vote for him, but that's sort of part of the Obama script, is get out there and
yes,
make a change through the political sector as well as through making a living.
That's right. That's right. And Romney talks about culture and values. But no, his message isn't about making change. As a matter of fact, he wants to undo some of the change that he thinks Obama made too much of.
Right. Do you see Romney now trying to move to the center for the general election in concrete ways to run against Obama rather than run against Santorum and Gingrich?
Well, what I think is striking about this post-primary period is how little Romney has had to do. Yes, he's changed his tone on Hispanics. He's softened his tone maybe on some other issues. And certainly on gay marriage, I thought it was striking how muted his remarks have been. He's called it a tender and sensitive issue. He's said that he's for gay couples adopting. He has not taken up the Santorum banner. So I think in that sense, he's moving to the center. But the other thing that strikes me is how little effort he's had to put out to dispel the weaknesses that he emerged from the primaries with. Look at the polls. He's tied with President Obama. He, in this latest CBS New York Times poll, he's beating Obama with women. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, Obama had a 20-point gender gap. In other words, he was beating Romney with women, and Romney was struggling to put his wife Ann Romney out to improve his standing with women, especially suburban women, swing vote women. I think what's amazing is how strong the fundamentals are running against this president, that Romney really hasn't had to do too much. Mostly he's just kept his focus on the economy, not on his own biography and resume, which he used to do in the primaries. This is a playing field that's tilted against the incumbent. And yes, Romney's had to move, try to move to the center tonally, but he hasn't done anything big and overt. And now that the dust has settled from the primaries, it's almost like all those weaknesses that though, that, that primary battle exposed have disappeared almost magically for him.
So in the battle to get women's votes, here is one way that President Obama was trying to appeal to female voters in his speech at Barnard yesterday.
Before women like Barbara Mikulski and Olympia Snowe and others got to Congress, just to take one example, much of federally funded research on diseases focused solely on their effects on men. It wasn't until women like Patsy Mink and Edith Green got to Congress and passed Title IX 40 years ago this year that we declared women too should be allowed to compete and win on America's playing fields. Until a woman named Lilly Ledbetter showed up at her office and had the courage to step up and say, you know what, this isn't right. Women aren't being treated fairly. We lacked some of the tools we needed to uphold the basic principle of equal pay for equal work.
Obama at Barnard yesterday, NPR's Mara Liasson with us for another couple of minutes. And again, Mara, I don't think we would hear equivalent women were discriminated against and have had to fight for equality language like that out of Romney's lips. And yet,
no,
you
we
say,
certainly wouldn't.
Yet you say he's now leading Obama among women. How do you account for it?
Well, that's unless this poll is an outlier, the way I account for it is that the fundamentals are so strong against the president and against the incumbent, and the pull of the bad economy is so strong that Romney really hasn't had to do anything to make that happen. In other words, the president has held countless events geared towards women. I don't think a week goes by at the White House where there's not events highlighting some of the things he just talked about, whether it's Title IX or Lilly Ledbetter, equal pay, discrimination, violence against women, the Violence Against Women Act. I mean, he has been pushing this and pushing this. And if this new poll is true, that Romney has erased the gender gap with President Obama among women, it says to me that it doesn't really, that these things don't matter. These targeted appeals to women don't matter. That the fundamentals of this election are just so strong against the president. It's really extraordinary. Now, I'm not saying this poll might be an outlier. We certainly have seen Obama running better with women in almost every other poll. But then today, you know, we see in this CBS New York Times poll, not only does Romney have a slight edge over Obama overall, 46% to 43%, which I think is certainly the biggest edge he's had, at least in this poll, but that he's also winning the women's vote. And that would be pretty extraordinary, given the kind of attention that that the president has paid to women. And that Romney, yes, he's put out his wife and he's talked about women care about the economy, too. But I really think this shows you that in this kind of an election, which is going to be a referendum on the incumbent when the economy is really bad, people have pretty much made up their minds. A lot of people have made up their minds about the president. There are very few persuadables. And all Romney has to be, and I think this is the thinking among his campaign, kind of like Ronald Reagan was against Jimmy Carter in 1980, he just has to be acceptable. And that is why the Obama campaign is going to such great lengths to try to disqualify him now early on. They're running ads about his tenure at Bain Capital where they say that he loaded up companies with debt, let them go bankrupt, fired the workers, walked away with a big hefty paycheck for him and his investors. I think this really shows you how tough it's going to be for the president to be reelected.
All right. Very interesting in those poll results out this morning in the New York Times and from CBS News. And very interesting, the contrast for people who are following the contrast between what Obama says he stands for and what Romney says he stands for, as measured in those two commencement speeches in the last few days. We played some clips. NPR's Mara Liasson, thanks a lot. We'll be listening.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer in WNYC. And it's a difficult day for progressives in New Jersey because two of the longtime liberal Democrats in Congress there are now being pitted against each other in a primary. We'll check that out with WNYC's Bob Henley next. Stay with us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC.